and welcome to Pop Star episode 14. This is actually the semifinals because we had a drop tonight. And we've decided to cut one of you tonight and just go straight to the finale. The contestants are aware of this. We checked in with them ahead of time, so there's no, like, shocker, like, oh my god, I didn't know this was coming. And they were all saying that they were totally fine with it. With that being said, Melly is up first.
I can't believe what you said to me last night. We were alone. You threw your hands up, baby. You gave up. I can't how you looked at me with your James Dean glossy eyes and your tight jeans with your long hair and your cigarette stained lies. Could we fix you if you broke? And if your punchline just a joke? Speechless, and I'll never love again. Oh boy, you've left me speechless. You've left me speechless, so speechless. I can't believe how you slurred at me with your half-wide broken jaw. You bought my heart seeds on my bubble dreams. I can't believe how you looked at me with your Johnny Walker eyes. He's gonna get you, and after he's through, it's gonna be no love left to ride. And I know that it's complicated, but I'm a loser in love, so baby, raise a glass to mend all the broken hearts of all my wrecked up friends, and I'll never talk again. Oh boy, you've left me speechless. You've left me speechless, so speechless. And I'll never love again. Oh friend, you've left me speechless. You've left me speechless, so speechless.
Some men may follow me,
choose death and company. Why are you so speechless? Oh, oh.
Melly.
Melly.
I have my air conditioning on in the background, and I'm not sure how much you can hear it, but it's, like, really hot in this room otherwise, so I'm, like, sacrificing noise quality.
It's fine. Not compared to my mic quality.
Well, my door is creaking over, is, like, creaking open and closed, so you might hear that.
You've been in you've had a tornado scare. I mean, it's totally fine.
Yeah, it's, like, really hot here right now because of our tornadoes, apparently. There was a tornado, like, an hour away from me, and it, like, caused a lot of damage in this town.
Oh my gosh.
It's, like, really intense. Yeah. And it was, like, apocalyptic lightning, like, at one point around, like, 9 o'clock. Like, from, like, 9 to, like, 9:45, it was, like, literally, like, lightning every 2 seconds. Like, lightning at the same time. And it wasn't just, like, flashes. It was, like, bolts. Like, you could see. It was crazy. It was, like, really intense.
We're glad you're okay.
Yeah, it was totally fine. We didn't lose power either, which was, like, really surprising. We did for, like, we had some, like, flickering and, like, the internet shut off for, like, 20 minutes, but then it came back. It was really weird. It was just very strange. But anyway, Melly, I'm happy you did Speechless. This is my favorite Gaga
Me
song.
Me too.
She didn't pick my choice.
Jeff was angry. Jeff was like,
Not a brag or anything.
Valerie is apparently, like, really good at picking songs for people.
I know. People apparently are good, like, picking all of her songs. I'm like...
Jeffers is, like, angry. He's like, I am hurt.
I am
Yay,
hurt.
Like, everyone picked my songs so far.
Okay. There was something about the way that you pronounced a couple of things that, like, really was weird to me. Like, you said, like, speech lace. Like, did you guys notice that? Like, it wasn't, like, speechless. It was, like, speechless.
I didn't notice it.
Like,
it
was...
I didn't notice it either.
Really? Maybe I just was, like, being overly picky.
I don't know. Like, I tend to twang when I sing, too, sometimes. So, I don't know. I just don't pick it up very good.
I really, like, I liked the beginning of this a lot. Like, you had really cool emotion. It was weird. Your backtrack was a little quiet for me, too. I wish it had been, like, slightly louder. And you kind of did this weird, like, at the beginning I loved it. And then after, like, the first chorus when it picked up a bit, you kind of, like, kept up this weird, like, I can't believe what you said to me. Like, it was, like, this weird, like, slide,
like,
up.
A sing-songy thing.
Yeah, it was, like, this weird, like, slide that made you sound kind of, like, choppy, and I wish you would, like, held phrases out more as opposed to doing this weird, like, like, thing. Like, I can't describe. Do you guys know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah,
instead of having a seizure.
Anyway, it was just, like, weird. It was, like, you had this, like, weird, like, pattern of going, like, yeah, I don't know. And then towards the end, you, like, started to get that weird, like, kind of off-pitch thing going on, like, on the, like, I'll never love again, or something like that.
Yeah.
You went off. And then towards the end, you kind of had, like, weirdness. And then, like, the death, the, like, death thing that you did, this, like, weird gravelly thing that didn't seem to fit the personality of the song, like, that you were, like, portraying. Like, when you said death, I was like, where did that come from? I'm sorry, I'm being, like, really picky tonight because there's only 4 of you, so I can, like, really, like, be like, okay, 4 people. Like, I don't know. I feel like also I'm in, like, a bad mood, so that's not helping. And I'm trying to not be. but, like, okay, I know I just, like, nitpicked crazy. But, like, I actually thought you did a really good job. Like, this was a really solid choice for your voice. It, like, fit you really well, and I think emotionally you had it, like, almost perfectly. The only moment I didn't like emotionally was that one little death thing, and even that wasn't, like, bad. I just thought it seemed, like, slightly more than everything else you'd been doing, so it seemed slightly, like, OOC. So, but, like, honestly, I really liked this for your voice. Like, I did not dislike this. So I hope that, like, all my nitpicking doesn't come across as me being, like, bitch face McGee. Anyway... Valk, what did you think? Oh, Miss Picker of the song.
Not a brag or anything.
Yeah, this is my pick for you, Melly, and I'm glad you did it because I knew you'd like rock it. I think I like this more because, like, I liked the style you were doing it. I liked the, like, the way you were, like, I liked the sing-songiness. I think it, like, added to the emotion, and I think it was, like, a Melly style.
My I liked it note. At the beginning. I just, as it went on, I was like, I wish she had, like, just, because, like, I feel like the emotion would have built, like, a little bit more had she, like, not done it the whole time. Sorry. Anyway, I'm not trying to cut you off.
Oh, I don't know. I was, like, really into it, and, like, it kept me drawn into the song. Like, I think if she would have switched it up, it would have been like, whoa, what is this? So I appreciate that you chose that style and kept it throughout the entire song. My only notes were, like, the speechlessness sounded, a teeny tiny bit off-pitch, and, like the end, like, was my real, like, only real note was, like, the end. It's kind of like, yeah, going into that off-key area, but you were, like, doing a really good job of, like, making it not go into it, even though it went a little off-pitch. Yeah, that's about it, though. I, like, really, really liked this for you.
Jeffers?
I'm like the happy medium of the two judges, I think. I thought your dynamics were great, Melly. You're always good with dynamics, and this was no exception. And I agree with Val, or Rochelle, I don't know which one. Was it both? I don't know. but I thought your emotion was, like, spot on, really, really good for the song.
No, I agree with that.
I guess it was both. let's see. And I agree with the ending. There was one note at 3:52 in where it was just kind of like, oops, what happened? And then there was this one section that was just like in that wrong key thing. But other than that, except for the ending, it was really good. Like, this is one of my more favorite things you've done as well, except for the ending. You can do it.
Yeah, the ending was like the only thing wrong about this. So, like, super good job.
I mean, like, you've come so far, Melly, and like, out of all the people left, you were definitely, like, the underdog from the beginning of the season. Like, to make it to the semifinals is, like, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Yes. So, I agree. That was a really long critique. I talked for, like, a really long time about the weather. sorry. It's also really late, and I'm, like, tired, so, like, Omi's up next.
Yes. Yay!
Keep coming around. Hey, what do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
just don't give up. I'm a working it out. Please don't give in. I will let you down. Please mess me up. I need a second to breathe. Just keep coming around. Hey, so what do you want from me? Just don't give up. I'm working it out. Please don't give in. I will let you down. It messed me up. I need a second to breathe. Just keep coming around. Hey, what do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Me singing Bouch Choice. What do you want?
Well, what do we have here? Another Bouch Choice.
Let's see.
Jeffers mentioned that last, like, when we stopped recording for Melly's, that we should have said the other options that they had.
So
what was Melly's other options, Jeffers?
Okay, I know Bouch chose Speechless by Lady Gaga. I had picked Over by Lindsay Lohan. And Rochelle picked Standing Jewel by Jewel. Is that right?
Yeah, Standing yes. Still by Jewel. Yeah.
Standing Still. Sorry, that was a typo in the email. But Standing Still by Jewel.
Oh, did I say Standing Jewel?
Standing Jewel
really?
By Jewel.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's totally fine. And
so
Omi for Valk chose What Do You Want From Me by Adam Lambert. Who picked Christina Aguilera?
I did!
Okay, Rochelle, I really
like had this image of Omi doing, you know, like the thing at the beginning when she goes like, hey, like whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I just like had this image of him doing that, and I just like wanted that to happen.
So apparently, Rochelle picked Ain't No Other Man for Omi by Christina Aguilera, and I picked Crash and Burn by Savage Garden, which apparently Valk is doing very well tonight.
But apparently we see the superior choice from her.
Hey.
Valk, do you want to go first? Oh,
sure.
Chooser of the song.
Oh, yes. Bow to my greatness.
Not to brag or anything.
Not to brag or anything. I really liked this. There were some things that I thought, like, the first verse, it sounded like a nanosecond off timing, but then when you got to the chorus, you got back on, and like throughout the rest of the song, you got back on. Yeah, it was kind of weird. And like in the second chorus, not chorus, verse, it was kind of going off again, but then like it wasn't like noticeable. I forgot. Oh, the emotion. I like. The first verse, I was kind of like, but then by the first chorus, he, like, really got into it, and, like, you really, like, nailed the emotion by, like, the first chorus, and then
yeah.
The rest of the song.
I was super worried about that, like, because I had the exact same note. I was like, this first verse isn't so, like, in like so emotionally charged. I hope
yeah.
It gets better. And
come on, Omi.
Totally did.
And then you're like, woo. I really like the harmonies in the chorus. My only like nitpick is I wish when they got to like the belting parts, you would have gotten more belty. I was like expecting you to be like, I'm Omi belting, because you're like the belter, and like you belted, but I wish you would have like. It sounded like you were holding back a little bit. And I really like the falsetto note in the end. This was like really good. And I knew you'd get on Adam's song, so I am happy.
Jeffers?
Yeah, I agree with, especially with the vocals lagging behind the music note that she had, and the emotion. Like, she nailed the emotion note exactly what I had down. and I, for the most part, Omi, I thought you handled this song very well, and this is a really hard song to sing.
It is a really hard song.
It is. I've been afraid to cover the song. It's like, but you did
yeah.
It really well.
Speaking from personal experience, I epically failed this once and didn't post it. But anyway.
No.
anyway, Yeah, good job on hitting that belt because those are really high, and this was vocally really good, Omi. And your emotion was good, and I had a giant check mark next to your mixing, apart from the lag.
Yeah,
in terms of the layering and the harmonies volume, it was really good.
Such improvement on that. I'm so pleased.
Yeah, if anything, one thing you can take away from Popstar is you really improved your harmonies mixing a lot and the syncing between them.
Yes.
And I also thought the... I think it was in the second verse you started getting a bit raspier, and I don't know if that was on purpose or not, or if the song was killing your voice, but I thought it matched the song really well.
Yeah, I had that note too.
Because Omi is really smooth, and he had that rock edge to it, and I was really impressed by that.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a hard night.
Yeah, it's going to be a really hard night. I mean, like, these people are like, I mean, even without the drop of Turtle, like, I think that these, like, I mean, like, if Turtle hadn't dropped, these top five would have been difficult, so it's, like, no surprise to me that the top four is, like, equally, if not more difficult. Omi, I have pretty much had all the same notes. I was super pleased with your mixing a lot. I was like, yes. You said in the first verse you did the, like, I'ma let you down part. I forget the tune as of right now.
I'ma let you down.
Yeah. And you did that, yeah. Like, you kind of, like, did this weird gruff thing that was awesome. You, like...
It was sexy.
And, let's see. Your second verse was so much better. Like, it totally, like, picked up.
Ew.
And, like... it just got, like, so much more intense, and I was so happy about that because I was really nervous at the beginning. I really don't have anything to say. Oh, there was my one nitpicky thing was there was a couple moments where it sounded like you puffed into your mic a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that, too.
It honestly, what it sounded like was that you were just a little too close to your microphone. I think if you just, like, back off a little bit, it would be, like, 10 times better.
Dun, dun, dun.
But honestly, I, like, really liked this. You've improved a lot. This season.
Because of Popstar. And nothing else, no.
Oh, Valk.
Not to brag or anything. Valk just likes to brag.
Not to brag or anything, no.
But yeah,
what am I going to do when this show is done?
I know, like, what are you going to do without Valk bragging in your ear 24/7?
I know.
It'll be hard to adjust, I know.
It'll be so sad. Okay, Faded is up next.
Yay! Woo.